You're listening to the Raising Humans Kind podcast with family psychologist Ashley, where we dive into the big topics, the stuff that really matters in raising your small humans kindly, so that together we can raise humankind. In this series, you're going to hear solo episodes from me all about the needs of our stuck and sensitive kids. I hope it challenges you, and I hope it inspires you to find your own unique pathway in raising your small human kindly. Good morning, everybody. It has been a couple of weeks since I've been on the microphone, and I was sick for a couple of weeks, and I couldn't record anything. And then you know what happens when you don't do something for a while? I just lost my flow. There was no kind of ideas that were coming to me. And then I was planning an episode on sibling relationships, but it wasn't flowing. And one of the things I've realized about creating content is it just has to be something that really kind of is in the moment and flows. Otherwise, it never turns out that well. So I've taken a little break unintentionally. Oh, and then I had my three free mini classes. So for those of you who came, I hope you enjoyed those. We kind of dove into what it means to work at our triggers at their root and update them in a really deep and holistic way. So I had that focus for a little while. But then I was kind of just thinking, oh, I don't know what I want to talk about. And this week, the most beautiful story came my way. And I just thought, ah, that is what has to be shared on the podcast. That story needs to get out to all the mamas who have little kids with worries. So this is a story from a client of mine, and I just want to share how beautifully she handled this moment, because I think we could all be inspired by it. So I've been working with this mum who has experienced a significant amount of grief in the last couple of years. And she came to me because her daughter was experiencing quite a significant amount of alarm. Makes sense, right? Alarm generates in children when they've experienced too much separation than they're ready for. So all very understandable given their experiences. And so just a little backstory. This mum had been doing some incredibly deep work. She had been diving into her unconscious fears and desires. She'd been doing mindset work. She'd been doing somatic work. She was really diving into it deep. And she'd been so brave, because that's really big when you've got a lot of stored grief. Like, to really deeply go there when you've got a lot of grief in your body is incredibly brave. But the magical part is that this is what happens when you do your own inner work. You just know what to say when your kid is struggling, because you get it, right? You've walked the path with your own emotions and your own fears and your own grief. And so then that's when the most incredible, intuitive, and authentic messages just come out of you. And that's what I want to share with you today. So this mum's little girl was feeling reluctant to go to school. And she was telling her mum that she was nervous. Now, this is common. This happens a lot for kids when they've experienced a lot of separation and worry. And just a little side note, this child has the most magical teacher. So when my clients have these magical teachers, I just breathe such a sigh of relief, because it's really the connection at school that allows all of that work that we're doing at home to be able to pay off. So even though this little girl gets nervous about school, school is actually genuinely a very safe and joyful place for her. And I don't say that lightly. That's not the case for many kids. But with this little person, she has a very magical, very intuitive, incredible teacher. And so it makes school a very safe place for her, even though sometimes in the morning she feels nervous about going and leaving her mum. So she was telling her mum that she was feeling nervous, that she wasn't sure she wanted to go to school. And her mum bent down and said to her, "Honey, yeah, you've got some visitors this morning. Your feelings are like visitors. Sometimes they stay a long time, and sometimes they just stay for a little visit. Sometimes they talk really loudly, and sometimes they talk quietly." And she just completely normalized this sensation in her child's tummy. She didn't argue with her. She didn't tell her that there was nothing to be worried about. She didn't try and make her daughter think in a particular way or be anything other than what she was in that moment. And what she did was she helped her untangle from her discomfort. She helped her find a little bit of space between herself and her feelings. And it's that little space that allows us to recognize that these feelings aren't here forever, that they come and they go. And that little explanation just helped her witness those feelings, helped her daughter witness those feelings rather than being so absorbed by them or being scared of them or thinking that they're going to stay forever. And as they were getting ready for school, the little girl said, "Mummy, they're so intense. Sometimes it's hard to remember that they're just visiting." And this is when, again, her mum just got it so deeply. And her mum said, "Yep, that's okay. That's mummy's job. That's why mummy's here, is I'm here to help you remember that they're just visitors." Is that not just the most magical response to a child who is feeling something big? They're sensing this like deep discomfort inside of their body, and they're feeling like it's starting to be overwhelming, and they're not sure if they're going to come and go or if that feeling's going to stay forever. And this mum just so confidently and intuitively was like, "Yeah, I get that it feels like they want to stay forever. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to remind you that they don't, that they come and go." Now, can you imagine a society who gets what this family was truly getting in that moment? That feelings come to visit and then they go? Oh, things would be so different. Now, what was so beautiful was that this child then, like many do, many of these beautiful, sensitive little kids who feel their big worries, she then started to worry about the impact of her worry on her mum. And she started to get worried and feel bad about not wanting to go to school and the impact that that would have on her mum and her mum's day. Right? So many of you can understand this cycle. This is what happens so often. And so her mum took this really beautiful leadership role, and she bent down and she looked at her and she said, "Sweetheart, I'm just like you. And sometimes my feelings visit me too. But you know what? Look at me. Today, I've got no visitors. None. So I'm good. I've got this." And this just made her child giggle. Now, it's just such a beautiful way of talking about emotions without getting caught up about why they're there or getting caught up with our thoughts, which can be so challenging for a young child. It's just this approach of saying, "Yeah, they come and then they go. And it's my job to stay here and remind you that that's how it all works." Now, she could not have said this if it had been following someone else's script. The only reason why this landed for her child was because the mum genuinely believed it. So deeply in her heart and her body, she knew in that moment, she might have other times like all of us when you feel wobbly yourself and you feel like your feelings are going to stay forever. But in that moment, she knew deep within her that feelings are visitors. And because she'd understood it in her own body, because she'd been doing her own deep inner work, she just knew what to say and how to say it. And this is my dream for parenting, is that we could just quit the scripts and we could get emotions so deeply within ourselves. We could walk our own path, that when our child presents us with a struggle, we just know deep within our hearts the type of things that we could say. And so I think the story gets even better. So the little girl decided that she could actually manage to go to school. But as they were walking to school, the child said, "Mummy, I still have some visitors." And her mum said, "Yeah. Because what happens is, sometimes visitors come and it's like they realize that it's like a party. And so they stay too long because the party's just too much fun. And even though most people have gone and they've left and they've gone home to sleep, there's still a couple of those lingering visitors that just stay too long. They just linger on for a little bit because the party's so good. That's all that is, my dear." Oh, how beautiful and wise is that, right? A little girl who's really not sure that these feelings are going to come and go and why are some of them still there. And her mum just so intuitively and deeply able to create these analogies that her child can understand. And so this mum told me that this would have taken them hours to move through previously. But with her acceptance of her emotions, Within 30 minutes, I think she said she was ready for school. And for anyone who has a kid who's reluctant to go to school or whose school refuses, you'll know that 30 minutes is really, really good to move a child through their alarm and get them into school. And I just think this is the most incredible story, because as a kid myself, who grew up in the 80s when this was not really understood, with a pretty daily occurrence of a sick tummy before school, it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I started to realize what that sick tummy actually was, let alone to have the awareness and the compassion and the spaciousness to have somebody around me that sends that kind of message that these are just visitors. They'll just come and go. It's so powerful. And so, like I said before, she did not tell her daughter this because I told her to. I didn't teach her any scripts. I did not tell her what to say. What we had done was work on what all of this means, on the mum's own grief and her own emotions. And then she took her own authentic experience and made this story up for her daughter. And that's the reason why it was so effective, because her daughter knew that she meant it. Her daughter could authentically feel that in that moment, her mum 100% believed this. And that's why it's not about learning someone else's words or ways of being. It's about learning so deep within your body what it means to be with your emotions that then you just know what to say. And like I said before, that is my absolute dream for our world of parenting, is that we really walk our own path first. Because when we walk our own path and we understand emotions, we don't have to be asking other people what to say. We just get it. So, if you are inspired by this beautiful mum and her incredible daughter, and you're thinking, gosh, I need to do some more inner work, or you want to learn how to update patterns, rewire your old belief systems around emotions, then that's exactly the type of work that we do inside the Kind Collective. So, the Kind Collective is the space where all of my workshops and lessons are, that I teach all of my clients, right? So it's the stuff I do with my clients, but it's just a much more cost-effective way of getting access to all of the knowledge. And so you would have inside of that membership space already a library full of workshops and lessons that dive into child development, where I teach you all about the needs of little kids, around aggression and worries and the types of things that are really going on so that you can understand your child. And then over the next 6 months, we're going to dive into the parenting fundamentals, is what I call them. And that's where we're going to do the deep emotional inner work so that you can learn about your triggers, you can understand emotions, you can really get this so that just like this mum, when your kid's having a hard time, you know exactly what to offer them. And not because you've memorized someone else's script, but because you truly get it. And when you truly get it, your child feels that. And so your story or your analogy or your support is much more likely to land with them. So this membership space is just $24 per month. You can pay in Australian dollars or US dollars. And you get access, like I said, to all of my workshops, my roadmap to clearing triggers at their root, a forum to ask questions and deepen your understandings, and also live calls with me. And also you can access all of that now through an app. So it's super easy to access on the run. But whether you decide to dive in or not, I really hope that today's story has been inspiring for you, because it was certainly inspiring for me. And I think it's just such a beautiful reminder of what happens when parents dive into their inner work. That they just tap into that intuitive confidence. They just know how to support their kids. They just get how to step up into that leadership position. And that comes from really understanding and being familiar with your own emotions. Okay, so that's all for today. I hope you have a beautiful week and a beautiful, wherever you are, summer or winter solstice. And I will see you again next week. Thank you for joining me. If you loved this episode and want more like this, leave a review or screenshot this podcast, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at Raising Humanskind. This is such a powerful way to support the podcast and means it will reach more parents who need to hear this message. And if you want to dive deeper, check out the show notes for all the further information so that we can raise our small humans kindly, and together we can raise humankind.